From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1101st consecutive performance of radio's oldest living broadcast, The Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Hank Locklin.
Please help me, I'm falling. Temptation, don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling, I'm begging you to. Please help me, I'm falling in love with you.
With this great number, Please Help Me, I'm Falling. Well, thank you, Hank, and welcome to your first appearance here as a full-fledged member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Grant. This is really one of my big moments in life. You know, I've worked the opera many times as a guest, but this is my first time as a real part of the regular crew.
We're certainly glad to have you, Hank, and to show you how glad, we've gathered together a stage full of our best entertainers. For instance, there's Miss June Carter, Archie Campbell, Chet Atkins, Miss Del Wood, the Jordanaires, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, and Ben Smathers and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers. And as your special guest tonight, one of the opera's great entertainers, handsome Carl Butler.
And a great guest Carl is, and he'll be out here singing one of his fine songs in just a few minutes. But right now, I want you to meet an old friend of mine, Archie Campbell.
I'll work on this
Hello.
Time. How are you, Hank?
Fine, Archie. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm having a little trouble. I can't fool with you very much. I lost a piece of candy back there a minute ago, and I got to go find that stuff.
Oh, Archie, you going around looking for a piece of candy? You
yeah.
know not to pick up a piece of candy off the floor. It's probably dirty by now. I'll just buy you a new piece.
No, sir. I got to find that piece of candy over there.
What do you got to have that piece for?
It's got my teeth in it.
By the way, Archie, how's the wife getting along?
My wife, she said to tell you hello.
Did she?
That's
her?
The craziest woman I ever saw. You know, she got up at 4 o'clock this morning and went hunting.
At 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, went hunting.
What in the world was she hunting at 4 o'clock?
Me. I shouldn't have left her, June. I mean, you know, you've heard about it, didn't you, June? What
yeah.
happened last week? She's all by herself there.
Oh, she is?
You didn't hear what happened?
No, I didn't hear, Archie.
Oh, it's sad. I hate to tell you, but last week I lost my mother-in-law.
You lost your mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Archie, that must be mighty hard to lose a mother-in-law.
Hard? It's almost impossible. Every time I think about her, though, I realize again, June, just how easy it would be to do without women altogether. We don't even need them.
Wait a minute, Archie. Hold on there just a minute. Now, you're talking about my side of the thing.
Well, I don't care about your side. We can do without women.
No, sir. I don't agree with you there.
No, sir.
If it wasn't for women, who would do the cooking?
Who'd do the cooking? I'd eat in a restaurant, that's what.
Well, that's possible, but now look at it this way. Who would do the washing and ironing?
If it wasn't for women, who'd do the washing and ironing?
That's right.
I'd send it to the laundry.
Well,
how do you like that?
I still don't go along with doing that without women, because if it wasn't for women, who would sew the buttons on your britches?
Listen, Hank, if it wasn't for women, we wouldn't have to wear no britches.
Oh, thank you, Archie. It's a pleasure to work a show with you.
Now it's time we introduced Hank's guest. So let's have a big hand for the entertainer who's made so many friends here at the Opry with his wonderful songs, Carl Butler.
Thank you, Grant, and Hank, congratulations on joining the Opry. It's a real pleasure to work with stars like yourself.
Well, thank you, Carl Butler, and speaking of congratulations, I believe they're in order for you. That new record you have out looks mighty good to me.
Well, we sure hope so, Hank.
Well, anyway, Carl, here he is, neighbors, our guest with one of his new records, I Know Why I Cry. Sometimes you should have been a lawyer.
What makes you say that, Hank?
Well, to be successful, a lawyer has to prove his point. And it seems to me that you do a mighty good job proving your point every week.
Oh, you mean about Prince Albert smoking tobacco? Well, I can't take any credit for that. Prince Albert proves itself to the smokers, and that's why it's America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Well, naturally, Grant. PA is something mighty special. PA's got that easygoing taste. The mild and mellow flavor that smokers like.
Yes, and because PA is crimp cut, it burns steady and even without bite or hot spots. And you know, making men prefer PA, too. It rolls so easy, stays put, and smokes cool and satisfying. Friends and neighbors, if it's smoking comfort and satisfaction you want, try Prince Albert. The proof is in the puffin, and your own taste tells you why. Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA. Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
time here. Here's Tommy Jackson along with all the Stony Mountain Clockers strutting their stuff to the tune of Old Choke Park.
All around the Shaking Town, it's heavily from the garden ground. Shaking up the circle left, letting everything all out. And the four men go to the little lady and go to the feet. Tell a paddle and don't get that the food's on bed. One, two, three, four, let's all swing. Waggle down, waggle go, going to go try to sit down, hole all around and shake them down, let that big the sky and grow. And the four men will go to little lady, don't see the old. Round and round and shake them down, let that big the sky and grow, that's all you need no more. Take them home, boy.
All right, Tommy and Dancers, thank you so much. That was mighty fine. But now, Hank, we've reached the spot on the show where our star usually sings a song of inspiration or faith. So you step up here and tell us what you've chosen.
Grant, it's one of my favorite hymns, and one I'm sure everybody is familiar with. With the help of the Jordanaires, I'd like to do a closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Any walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Just a closer
just a closer walk with me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now let's take a few minutes and listen to some of the finest guitar playing you've ever heard as my buddy Chet Atkins plays Nevada. Thank you, Chet. Thanks so much for being here on the show with us. And neighbors, I want you to pay close attention right now as I introduce one of my favorite Grand Ole Opry stars, lovable, laughable, June Carter.
Well, thank you just a whole lot. If you'll just get out of the way now, let me did you get
June,
in here?
What on earth are you trying to do?
I'm a cowgirl tonight. That's exactly what I am, Archie Kimball. One of them cowgirls.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly what I am. Did you know that 50% of my ancestors was cowgirls?
What was the other half?
They was cowboys. I'm 50% of them. I've been riding horses all day, Archie. I've rode every horse in Nashville. I'm the one of the best cowgirls that's ever been on this stage.
Is that the dying truth? Well, I'll tell you one thing.
Wait just to me. If you don't believe it, just look there where my horse has been.
I'll tell you one thing. You're looking at a fella that's been called a horse fancier himself now and then.
Yeah, I heard somebody say they thought you was a pretty fancy horse.
Please. No, sir, I've got a horse. I'll bet you $5 I got a horse you can't ride.
What's his name, Archie? I can ride any horse.
Old
I can.
Black Murder.
Black Murder?
Black Murder. Yes, sir, there's three men that tried to ride old Black Murder.
Where are they at now, Archie?
That trio happens to be in heaven singing with the angels.
Well, I ain't fixing to make it no quartet. I ain't going to ride one
horse
like
that. I got other horses, too. I got different names. There's TNT, Dynamite, Thunder, Lightning, Kill 'em and Spill 'em, Crash 'em and Smash 'em.
You ain't got anything called Peace and Quiet, have you? Huh?
No, sir, I can see it now, June. There we are at the old corral, and we want somebody to ride old Black Murder.
Yeah, somebody
I look out, and I call for volunteers. Volunteers to ride old Black Murder, and who comes forth?
Yeah, who comes forth, Archie?
June Carter comes forth.
No, I'm liable to slip and come in fifth. I'd just as soon not come forth on
June,
old Black Murder.
June, I can see it now. There you are, astride old Black Murder. You're going to ride him to the finish. He goes up in the air, and he comes down once. He comes down twice. He comes down the third time.
And I meet him coming down from the first time.
There you are, astride old Black Murder, and you're going to ride him to the finish, June. He's down. He jumps straight up. He snorts and turns, and there he goes. But old June sticks right with him.
I'm sticking on him.
Old June is sticking with him. He turns again, and you're still sticking to him. You know why you're sticking to him?
But this time I ain't nothing but paste, that's why.
He jumps straight up, he snorts again, and he heads straight for the fence 90 miles an hour, and all of a sudden he stops, jumps straight up in the air, and old June is still sticking to him. She's going to ride him at 3 minutes because she's got to break old Black Murder, and about that time the horn blows. You know who blows that horn?
Yeah. Gabriel.
No, it's the horn of victory, June.
You mean I've won?
You rode old Black Murder.
You mean I rode the fire out of him?
Dad, blame right. You whooped him.
I knowed I could do it.
Yeah.
We're going to have to make a change or two, though. When I ride him, Archie, I'm going to ride him side saddle. I've got to ride him side saddle.
Side saddle? Yeah. Why?
Well, that way I can save a little place to sit down on the next day.
This is Don Gibson. You know the proof is in the puffin. Well, right now, I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. Is in the puffin, in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffing, and you'll find that PA in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. It's always fresh.
Well, it's time for some more good singing, and I don't know who could do a better job than our guest, Carl Butler. So here he is with another one of his great records, one he wrote himself, Prisoner of Love.
There's no gray walls around the house I live. No cold iron bars to make me stay. I'm guilty. got no crime yet. I'm a prisoner, condemned to cry my heart out because you went away. I'm a prisoner of love. There'll be no pardon. Death holds the only key to set me free. The chains of memory that bind me helpless will always make a prisoner of love out of me.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you so much for that wonderful song. And thanks, too, for being on the show with me and helping out so very, very much.
And now it's time for one of our opera regulars and a great favorite, Miss Del Wood at her piano, playing that real old one from her latest album, All the World is Waiting for the Sunrise. Miss Del. Thank you so very much. And now, Hank, it's customary here on the opera for our star to tell us a little about his future plans, that is, before he sings his last song. So if we're not being nosy...
Not at all, Grant. I'd like to tell you that I'll be in Montgomery, Alabama, the 19th of this month for a big show. And then the 23rd of December, I'm going to Panama City and work with my friend Newt Tillman. We're doing a big benefit show there to help raise some money for a very needy cause in Panama City.
Mighty fine, Hank. And now, You have our best wishes, by the way.
Thank you.
How about that very latest number that you just recorded? The one called One Step Ahead of My Past. Hank Locklin.
The love that I've waited and longed for is here in my arms at last. But she doesn't know all about me. I'm just one step ahead of my past. But yesterday's coming up fast, 'cause you can't keep people from talking. I'm just one step ahead of my past, 'cause when
this time, neighbors. It was wonderful having you with us at the Grand Ole Opry, and I know you'll have another great show next week, starring the Wilburn Brothers, with Bobby Helms as guest. Till then, this is Hank Locklin saying, I love you and thanks. And we'll be looking for you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Are you smoking more now, but enjoying it less? Then you should change to Camels. Have a Camel cigarette, so have a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel cigarette.
If you are smoking more now, but enjoying it less, change to Camel. Get complete smoking satisfaction each and every time you light up. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
So have a real cigarette. Have a Camel cigarette.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.